Hey, it's Chaz and AJ.
Hello.
Thank you for listening to our podcast.
Thank you.
We hope you enjoy it. And please subscribe, comment, share, do all those things that make us look good.
And be nice.
Thank you. Live Nation's Jimmy Koplik on the phone. He's a voting member of the Rock Hall of Fame. He'll be getting his ballot soon. We're throwing names by him just to see what he thinks and how he would vote. Greg in New Haven.
Hi, good morning. Yeah, I'm amazed that Jeff O'Toole isn't in there. What do you think about them?
I am amazed also.
Yeah.
I'm pushing to get Jethro Tull in. It's outrageous that Jethro Tull is not in it. Outrageous. I agree. And I was very helpful with Deep Purple, and I was very helpful with Chicago, and I was very helpful with Yes, and my efforts are now towards Jethro Tull.
Right.
Nice.
And of course, yeah. Guys. Thank you, Greg.
Thank you, sir.
Hey, have you... Jimmy's not going to comment on this, but have you guys been speculating on this headline for Sound on Sound at all?
We don't want to go there.
Yeah, no, no.
But you're right. I'm not going to comment on it.
Yeah, it's true. Right.
Yeah. It's a lot of, there's a lot of energy for this.
There is.
Jimmy, on the street. There's a buzz. People are anticipating.
I'm glad there's a buzz. I think people will be very pleased when they hear who's on
awesome.
Sound on Sound.
Both I just like
Saturday
it.
And Sunday, by the way.
You know, we're smart enough to know that... first year of anything, you're going to have some bumps.
Yeah.
And then when you correct them that within hours, it's a good sign.
Exactly.
And people are excited about it.
It's going to be great.
Yeah.
And as I said a couple of weeks ago, we actually moved into a different part of the park.
Nice.
Which is much bigger. We learned that the site was too small.
You know, I think Jimmy was like, all right, I'll book the towel. And then this happened. And he's like, all right, I'm going to. Pick the spot, too.
Right. Don't do everything.
You know what? Maybe I'll walk the field with you. How about that?
Is that Jimmy ripping tickets? Jimmy's parking cars? Jimmy's pouring beer.
I've ripped tickets, but nobody's got tickets anymore.
I just got in Jimmy's Uber.
Is that Jimmy driving an Uber,
too? Oh, my God. He's doing everything.
As far away as possible.
By the way, I looked up Jethro Tull about the Rock Hall of Fame a year ago. Ian Anderson said he does not think they belong in. And his comment was interesting because he thinks it's specifically an American Music Hall of Fame, and he doesn't think that they're a band that necessarily owes their success to the United States. So he's like, the Rolling Stones, they don't become that without America. They needed it to become the Rolling Stones. So for them to be in, that makes sense. He doesn't think Jethro Tull belongs in.
Interesting.
Huh.
Well, I've never heard that take before.
Now I'm going to do it anyway.
I find a lot of people say that until they get nominated.
Yes.
Then they're like, yay.
Oh, my God. I can't believe it.
No, but I think what that does is it just stops people from asking them, aren't you pissed you're not in the... And, right. like, you got to have an answer like that.
It's a nice way to say shut up.
Yeah,
but you know what? They're very popular in the United States.
Yeah.
I mean, my goodness. They sold out multiple nights at the New Haven Coliseum back in the 70s and 80s.
Yep.
I gave you and Shelley a lot of money.
Yep.
Going to see Jethro Tull.
Yep.
I love Jethro Tull, too, and we're hoping to see Jethro Tull before the end of the year at Mohegan Sun.
Nice.
Chris in North Brantford.
Good morning. I have a hard time understanding why Little Feat is not in the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame, and especially, if not them, their keyboardist, Bill Payne. I see him play with Bob Seger, Jackson Browne, and others. Is amongst the best ever. At least he should be in. I want your Jimmy's take on that.
All right.
Well, my take on Little Feat is they never were much bigger than Little.
You want Big Feet in there. What size, really?
Yeah. I'm not a believer that Little Feat should be in it, only because... I'm a little concerned about the length of their career when Lowell George was in the band, because they were really only popular as far as a concert band and as far as records when Lowell was in the band. And I think he was only in the band, and I could be wrong, for maybe 6 or 7 years.
About that.
Okay, confirmation. There you go.
How about Bill Payne?
Well, he never put out anything solo, so he'd have to be part of a band, and was he part of the Doobie Brothers lately? I thought he toured with the
Doobie
Brothers
lately. Yes, he was.
Look, I love Bill Payne.
Is he right next to you right now?
No.
You know a lot about Bill Payne, Chris. Good for you.
Yeah, are cool. You Bill
I love
Payne?
A person who loves
right.
music.
Right.
That's the boldest I've ever saw play.
Yeah,
but the shame is the Doobies got in 2020, and he didn't join the Doobies till later than 2020.
Oh. Right.
So he did not get in with the Doobie Brothers.
He was late for the Doobie.
He did studio work for them and many others, too, which was just off the charts.
Yeah.
We get it.
No doubt about it. Thank you, man. And that Little Feat Live Band, you get that live album.
Yeah.
It's one of the best live albums ever.
Awesome.
It's right up there with Bob Seger, Jethro Tull, live albums.
Wow.
Yeah. Frampton's live album.
Oh, okay.
And Frampton's another one, Jimmy, that you would know, like to put forward.
I do not understand. He's big record-wise. He's got the great biggest live record of all time. He draws, sells out arenas.
Oops. Switching to the phone.
Yep.
Going to the phone. Jimmy.
I'm on the phone.
All right. Okay. We're just going to stay on the phone from now on.
Yeah, okay. I think Peter Frampton should get in. Great guitarist, great live performer, and has the number one live album of all time. How can you not?
All right. So Ruth prepared a list for me of artists that are now eligible to get in.
Cool.
I'm going to run through these, and you say yay or nay.
Sure.
98 Degrees.
Forget it.
Or forget it works.
Sounds like a nay.
Forget it works.
That was more polite than what I heard in my head.
I heard click. <da-doo. laughs>
Bacon Brothers?
No.
Black Eyed Peas?
No.
Blackmore's Night?
No.
Creed?
No.
Days of the New?
Gotta be kidding.
It's another name. Just done different.
Derek Trucks.
Not as a solo artist, no. So I would say no on Derek at this point, but he has potential.
Okay.
Destiny's Child.
No. Well, they weren't around long enough.
Right.
Beyonce was.
This is true.
Came out of that.
But they're eligible this year.
Yeah, well, that's just numbers. Their first record came out 25 years ago, so they're eligible.
Put them in the MTV Hall of Fame.
There you go, see?
Hanson.
No,
Hanson.
Or one hit.
No.
Did you ever book them?
Oh, sure. I booked them a lot.
Yeah?
Nice guys. Yeah, I like them. Nice guys.
Yeah, it's right. Just they got that one song. So you start with it, you do it in the middle, and then you do a long reprise at the end.
Remix.
Did anyone want to hear any other song by them?
No, I say Bop.
Yeah. Mm-bop, right. Mm-bop.
Yeah, no, I say Bop.
The fact that us rockers even know it says, I guess, something about it. Cause
yes.
That's about the only song I know of theirs.
Limp Bizkit.
No.
Marcy Playground.
No. Couldn't name a song.
O.A.R.
Sex and Candy.
No.
Seven Dust.
No. But there's a lot of no's, huh?
Yeah.
Third Eye Blind.
No. I'd rather tell you who's on Sound on Sound.
Really?
We could do that.
All right.
I'll give you a hint.
Oh.
I'll give you a hint before we get off the air. I'll give you a hint who's one of the headliners.
Really?
I will. I'll give you a hint.
All right. We got to go.
Okay. What is it?
Yeah. Screw the Hall of Fame. Grew up in Connecticut.
Grew up in Connecticut.
Okay.
And that was
I know who. I don't want to say.
Really?
I don't want you to get in trouble.
Yeah.
It's all right. It's
band?
All right.
Single
all right.
person?
John nope. Mayer.
Very good guess.
Hmm.
So I'll say it's a very good guess.
All right.
Only mentioned here. Will not mention it anywhere else.
Gotcha. Thank you, brother. That's just one.
Yeah.
The other name that I've heard, and Jimmy knows not to tell me anything, is mind blowing, and that's why I've been telling people, friends of Jimmy.
Yep.
Because it's gonna be a mad rush.
Do it.
When you come on, Jimmy, with Howard and the other guys, I believe on February 14th to make the announcement. Will tickets be going on sale that Friday?
No, we're gonna try to do a city pre-sale right away, and tickets will go on sale. I'm asking to see if we can go on sale on Thursday, the day before all these shows go on sale with these artists on tour. I'd rather do a Thursday than a Friday and not gum up the works.
Oh, that's smart.
And you know, John being one of the headliners, which, you know, I've now mentioned, and the other day is a equally big, if not bigger, artist. I think it's going to be so tie up Ticketmaster so much that I think we're better off just having our own on sale. Nobody goes on sale on Thursdays. People go on sale on Fridays. So I'm going to try to make it on a Thursday on sale, waiting to get the okay from everybody else.
You heard a lot right there. If you weren't reading between the lines, Jimmy thinks that the demand for this headliner at Sound on Sound is going to be so great, they're putting it on its own day.
Huh.
Okay.
The one thing I will say is that when we approached John Mayer's agent about playing on Sound on Sound, headlining one of the days on Sound on Sound, he was more excited about being on Sound on Sound than I was getting him to be on Sound on Sound, because he played ball at Seaside Park when he was growing up.
Wow.
Oh, so, I thought you were going to say because he heard who the other headliner was.
That got him excited, too, admittedly. But he loved the idea that he played ball at Seaside Park, and now he's going to headline one of the nights at Seaside Park.
That's really cool.
Wow.
That is cool.
Yeah. So it brings a smile to my face that we can do that.
February 14th is like Christmas for me. I can't wait for it to come.
Wow.
Yeah. So, all right, Jimmy, thank you. Thank you for the announcement here, and thank you for the announcement upcoming February 14th. We're going to go through all the acts coming to Sound on Sound. Jimmy, thank you, brother. Appreciate it. Have you heard of this whole deal with Ozempic?
It's in the commercials.
Yeah, but apparently it's a medicine for diabetes.
Okay.
And people are losing a lot of weight on it.
Oh.
And so all of a sudden it's being used for something completely different.
Oh.
And it's not great. But it's got a catchy theme song.
Oh.
People with type 2 diabetes are excited about the potential of once-weekly Ozempic.
Well, so Pilot's making money.
ow. Pretty smart. But Chelsea Handler, the comedian, was on a podcast yesterday and said she has a doctor that is an anti-aging doctor.
Oh, nice.
Don't know what they do, but apparently they give you Ozempic.
Sounds like a very Hollywood doctor.
Yeah.
Right.
Smooth the wrinkles and whatnot, yep.
Yeah, so she lost a lot of weight on it. But
cool.
What I hear is you lose weight, and the second you stop taking it,
yep,
you boom. Just wake up, and it's boom. Back.
Exactly right.
It's like it finds you in the middle of the night.
Yep.
So we want to talk to a doctor about this, and we have Dr. Andrew Carl Wong, primary care physician and regional medical director for Hartford Healthcare in Westport. Good morning, Doc.
Hey there. Good morning, gentlemen.
Morning.
Ozempic.
See? He sings it, too.
It is catchy.
Yeah,
you can't deny the catchiness.
O'Reilly's. Now it's Ozempic.
Yeah.
Yes.
Right.
No, Ozempic is a huge deal. So, huger than Viagra, I might add.
But, for weight loss.
Get it? Huger?
For weight loss, right. Yeah. So, Ozempic was originally... It was originally invented so it's supposed to be used for diabetes to decrease cardiovascular risk. And, oh, hey, by the way, you'll lose 20% of your body weight. And so now it's being used, hey, I'm going to lose 20% of my body weight. And by the way, hey, I'm going to lower my diabetes risk and my heart disease risk. So it's kind of a love-hate relationship in the medical profession. On the one hand, hey, it's great. You know, people want to take a medicine that will – usually get them healthier. It'll treat very serious chronic medical conditions and decrease risk of heart attack and stroke. It'll reverse diabetes, but it's being used for more cosmetic reasons. A lot of health spas are now making their own formulas of Ozempic spinoffs, and it's a relatively new medicine. So now that people have been on it for a year or longer, we're seeing some side effects, you know, pancreatitis we've always known about, which is a very serious medical condition that can be a side effect. There's theories about thyroid cancer. There's theories about kidney failure. And then the newest thing, the New York Times just talked about something called Ozempic face. Ozempic face.
What happens to your face?
So if you imagine a Van Gogh painting, The Scream, for example.
Right. You become like that?
Yeah, you get gaunt. So you lose your kind of fatty tissue around your face. So you get kind of like the hollow eyes. You get
maybe that's who
Root
saw in that ladies' room.
Yeah. Ozempic face.
Wow, Ozempic face.
Wow.
I'm not gonna start calling people fatty tissue. That sounds like a fun insult. Hey, fatty tissue, stop crying.
This is Wow. This is, so clearly you don't need a prescription to get Ozempic?
It gets tricky because it is a prescription medicine, and that's very important to know that it's not something you find over the counter. You have to take it very seriously because there's a step dosing, and it's a very serious medicine that if overdosed can cause, you know, again, serious side effects like severe pancreatitis. But you also have to have lab work checked because if you have something that's unknown there, like liver inflammation, if you have a history of alcohol abuse, someone really needs to be fully vetted by a clinician, some sort of medical professional. But what's happening is that we have these, you know, some more legit than others, but these health spas where they have contracts with clinicians that they don't even know. And the clinician, hey, I'll, you know, just get a little bit of side income, and they'll just sign these prescriptions for Ozempic. And so the health
kind of like the weed thing. Yeah, I think they mentioned in their commercial Ozempic. Remember, they always have that, like, the side effects thing as long as the actual commercial. They mentioned pancreatitis in there and stuff.
Huh.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's the most common one I've had. And it seems like the younger you are, the more likely it is that you're going to get it. So, I mean, everyone's using it, including some of our staff members. And
really?
One of our staff members' daughters is 14, and she's diabetic. She needed it for real medical reasons. And she ended up in the ICU for probably a good 2 weeks because
wow.
she developed something called necrotizing pancreatitis. That's where your pancreas actually starts to dissolve itself, which
Holy
is pretty
cow.
Scary.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, I ain't going near that stuff.
I think I'd rather have diabetes.
Seriously, right? It's safer.
Yeah, exactly. It's like you take it to lose weight and you end up with diabetes because your pancreas gives out on you.
I could see, you know, it's so appealing because it's so hard and painful and challenging to lose weight.
It's daunting. It really is.
There,
yeah.
You know, it's probably 1% of this country says, hey, I'm good with my weight. Everybody else would like to lose
mm-hmm.
some somewhere.
Yeah, no
and
one's
especially
happy.
Like if you're in a wedding. It's like, oh, you know what? I take this. I'm going to lose 10 pounds
right.
in a month
right.
or whatever.
I can't have the buffet,
and
yeah.
I get into that dress or suit and then, pff,
right.
then I'll just be off it. And then you get addicted. Is this addictive in any way other than, you know, wanting
the
weight loss?
Look, yeah.
The medicine itself is not addictive. But kind of as you guys are kind of hinting at,
yeah,
it's you use it. And you begin to see instant side effects, and I think, or I'm sorry, you see the instant
results.
Weight loss.
Yeah. yeah.
So you want to lose
results.
Weight more, so you take more.
And you feel the results, too. What it is, essentially, is that someone's finally been able to bottle that feeling you get when you have a really huge meal, and your intestines secrete a neuropeptide called glucagon-like peptide, GLP. And so we've been able to bottle that neuropeptide, and that's essentially what we're doing. We're tricking your body into thinking you've had a really huge meal. So you actually feel a little bit nauseated. You feel like, oh, you know, I can't eat another bite.
Right.
I want to loosen my pants.
Like Thanksgiving, so, yeah.
The side
exactly.
effect, you feel like an Italian on Sunday.
Yeah.
That's what it is.
Now,
exactly.
No more lasagna. No.
So someone bottled that feeling. Yeah, yeah. Maybe someone should, you know, relabel it. Yeah, Sunday night after dinner.
Right.
Boy, that's Dr. Wong from Hartford Healthcare is on. We're talking about Ozempic and people using it for the wrong reasons.
Yeah.
And have we had any fatalities or serious medical issues?
No fatalities. It's probably still too early to tell some of the long-term side effects because there is the real concern of pancreas and thyroid cancer. We're talking about a very rare side effect, maybe one in 100,000. So you kind of need more time to see those odds. It is a low risk. And so for people who do need it for real reasons, and I would say morbid obesity or obesity is, I would probably call it a good reason to use it as long as it's monitored under the right setting.
Be the new step rather than, you know, bariatrics uh-huh. or, you know, the belt or, you know, the band around the stomach or cutting the stomach down?
Yeah,
could this be the first step?
Yeah, that's the reason why us non-surgical guys are really excited by it, because we're seeing real results that don't require surgery. I'm actually going to a conference today to meet a bunch of surgeons to see what they're going to be talking about. I think you do get better long-term results with surgery because, you know, you're doing something that you know, is basically permanent, whereas the injections, you're supposed to stay on it for a year and ideally stop using it after a year.
And you won't.
And
people won't. That's the problem.
Well, yeah.
Seems a little like voodoo right now for that.
Yeah, I see a lot of people kind of rubber banding. They kind of get skinny, then they gain a lot of weight, they get skinny. The problem is that once your body resumes back to its old weight, sometimes even getting heavier than you used to be once you stop the medicine, it becomes a lot harder to lose that weight again.
Oh.
So it has to be used in conjunction with a healthy diet and lifestyle. And for that, you want to see a nutritionist. You want to see your clinician regularly so that you can have your body fat percentage measured. You can get your thyroid levels measured.
I guess what you're saying, Doc, is there's no shortcut.
No.
There's no magic wand. Even though this seems like a magic wand, there's problems down the road.
Yeah, major ones.
Dr. Wong is on. John from Norwalk has some other problems that this whole thing is creating. John from Norwalk.
Listening part of it?
Yeah, hey, how you doing, guys?
Hey.
Yeah, so I've been on the Ozempic since September. My doctor put me on because my A1C was very high. I'm also on pill form for type 2 diabetes. But now, for the last 3 weeks, I could not get the Ozempic shots at 0.50 milligram because of they're telling me a nationwide shortage.
Because everybody's using it.
Everybody's using it.
You need it.
The people actually need it, yeah.
Yeah, that's right.
Thank you. John, anything else before we move on? Go ahead.
Well, since September, I dropped 40 pounds, and I dropped 2 inches on my waist size, and my doctor's telling me that's proper for a diabetic.
Right.
A diabetic.
Yes.
Yes.
You're like, I'm dying, but I'm sexy now.
Yeah, look John. At me. Thank you, John. Hopefully.
Yeah, I think for him, he is the perfect candidate for Ozempic. He's got a high A1C, which tells us that his diabetes is not well controlled. It sounds like losing that weight would be very helpful. And that's really the main reason why these medicines were invented. It's really to be effective control for diabetics. Diabetes is a serious illness. You lose sensation in your feet. You get poor circulation. A lot of times you get very bad infections in the feet. Your kidneys fail.
If you don't do the right thing, you die early.
Yeah.
And it's a horrible, slow death.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. In the old days, the only option was insulin, and you'd have to inject yourself 4 times a day. And now we have something like pills that you take every day, and now we've got these injectables that you do once a week. It's life-changing. What I think we need to do a better job is learning how to prioritize what we have available. If your insurance will cover it for weight loss, and some insurances do, for better or for worse, then you're taking it away from other people who would need it for more serious things. I think that problem's going to get fixed. That was a supply chain issue. That's going to get fixed and addressed. And there's other brands now in the game. There's Mounjaro, which is Eli Lilly. There's Trulicity. There's other variations of the same thing. But while there is a shortage, I think it's important that we kind of maybe wait for a while until those shortages are fixed so that our people like our person who just called in can get it.
Yeah, that's what's happening.
Seriously.
Everybody... It's a miracle cure. We've all been waiting for this pill or shot that you just take and you lose the weight. You don't have to do the work.
Exactly.
No. I'm not going to not eat donuts. Give me a pill.
Right. Yeah.
That's pain.
It's pain to
walk by a pizza.
Yep.
Salad? Get out of here.
Yeah.
Right.
No need for vegetables now.
Why can't pizza be healthy and salad be fattening?
Wouldn't that be awesome?
Dr. Wong, thank you for coming on and sharing. Appreciate it.
Oh, it's been my pleasure. The last thing I wanted to say is this is just the tip of the iceberg. We're going to be hearing a lot more about this, especially since the rates of people who are overweight and even morbidly obese are going to double over the next 10 years. That's the projection.
Double. Wow. Double so, morbid?
That's right.
So
that's
many
right.
scooters
yeah.
at the casino now. It's going to be crazy.
Yep.
Oh, gosh, yeah. Scooters and Target and the supermarkets.
That is sad to see, especially if it's someone in their 40s.
Yeah.
And, like, you're on a scooter now to go through a store. It's sad.
You're like, where's your neck?
This is the tip of the iceberg. So, guys, make sure that everyone, all your listeners, and thanks for giving me this opportunity, has a primary care provider that – they have a good relationship with, because what we're learning is that healthy weight is individualistic. So for someone like me, I lose weight with a low-carb diet, whereas with somebody else, they lose weight through a low-fat diet. For some people, it's going to be intermittent fasting. For other people, it's going to be kind of like 100, 200 calories every 4 hours. Everyone has a different gut flora as well, and their stomachs respond differently to different foods. And so what it is, there's no one-size-fits-all. You need to figure out what works for you individually, and having your own provider that you see regularly that you're comfortable with, that's the first step. So thanks for letting me get that message out.
Oh, always. Thank you. Andrew Carl Wong, doctor with Hartford Healthcare Center.
Stump the Chumps.
We're the Chumps. You call in. Classic rock song lyrics should be a hit.
Yes.
Now don't some pick obscure... these obscure songs we've never heard of.
Yes.
We're the final judges on this.
Right.
Everybody who stumps us gets in the running for tickets to see Alter Bridge and Mammoth VH at the Toyota Presents Oakdale Theater. 1-877-764-2535. Anthony in Brantford.
All right, you ready?
Yes.
I asked Bobby Dylan. I asked the Beatles. I asked Timothy Leary, but he couldn't help me either.
The Who, they call me the Seeker.
There you go. You got it. Very good.
Wow, that was good.
Stump.
Have a good day.
Thank you. All right, Chaz.
Well, he gave us an easy one, I thought.
Really? I had no idea.
Pizza Man Dan.
All right. We're not gray people. We're not dirty. We're not mean. We love everybody, but we do as we please.
Oh, is that a hit?
No, we do it. We do lose the
yeah,
I know it's that last. It's that last line there. Yeah, that's clicking in for me.
Yeah,
it felt Steve Miller-y, but it's not. But it, you know,
we do as we please.
Can you say it one more time, brother?
Yeah, please.
We're not great people. We're not dirty. We're not mean. We love everybody, but we do as we please.
Oh man, I can
almost hear.
Yeah.
It.
I hear it. Yeah,
but I also I think I'm thinking of another song though. I feel like that line's throwing me off.
Right. It might be. Yeah.
If you're watching on Twitch, Pat's in his phone, but he's not Googling.
No. I got an email. I owe people money. Okay. Whatever.
Right.
Oh, we get called out. This is Google free on this end.
Right.
Put it away, Twitchers.
I'm gonna be mad.
What is it?
Yeah. What is it?
This is gonna bother me.
In the Summertime by Ringo Jerry.
Can you let him finish?
Sorry.
What was it?
Mungo Jerry in the Summertime.
Okay.
Oh, I don't know that. That's
so I was thinking about like, scream. Like, I'm like, is that classic rock? I'm like, it's a one-hit wonder, you know? But that's why I'm like, the dudes we play, I'm like, Summertime?
Oh, that song.
That's
one.
That's it.
Yeah. We're going to put him in.
All right.
Legit. Thanks, guys.
Thank you, Dan.
Put on banjo music. Stump out here.
The Chumps.
I knew it! And I'm missing a tooth.
And I got no career.
How would I Google stupid things? Like, I wouldn't even look that up.
Just put AJ. I figured I'd beat you guys to it.
Way to Mike go, stupid.
In West Haven.
Hey, guys. He's a rebel and a runner. He's a signal turning green. He's a restless young romantic, wants to run the big machine.
It's a Rush song.
That's what ladies say to me.
New World Man.
Yeah, correct.
Excellent job, AJ.
Thank you.
Stump the Chumps.
Classic rock song lyrics should be a hit. Something we've all heard. 1-877-764-2535. Everybody who stumps us gets in the running. There's only one person right now in the running.
Right.
So you have
that wasn't
really
even
good
classic
chance.
Rock, though.
Yeah, Pizza Man Dan's in the running.
Yep.
Tickets to see Alter Bridge and Mammoth. John in Middletown.
Yes.
He agrees. He's also John.
What's the song?
Affirmative.
I'm sorry?
Give us the lyrics, please.
The lyrics first?
That's the game.
What do you want to do?
You got to give us the lyrics.
What do you want to do?
Right, you ready?
Do you want to give us the answer?
Here we go. Wave upon wave of demented Avengers march cheerfully out of obscurity into a dream.
I'm never going to. I'm so bad at
this.
This
is not a hit.
The hell is
do
that?
It again?
Wave upon wave of demented Avengers march cheerfully out of obscurity into a dream.
Sounds like a movie review.
Sounds like a Metallica
System of the
song.
Down lyric or something dumb. But like,
is this a hit song, John?
I would consider it to be.
That's a no.
I wrote it myself. Yeah.
That's a no.
In the car.
We're never going to guess, so what is it?
What is it?
The song is Sheep from Pink Floyd.
Yeah, it's not a hit.
That was not a hit.
Not a hit.
Well, I tried. Thank you, guys.
You didn't try that
one. Thank you. Thank you.
Sorry, you barely tried.
Thank you.
Can you imagine a baseball game, the pitcher just looking at the batter like, you ready?
Hey, what are we doing?
What, you want to do it? So now what?
You want the ball?
Do you want the pitch?
Right. Want the ball?
No, tell me what the pitch is.
Right now you want it? Well, I throw.
Who wants the ball? Who wants the ball?
I feel bad for him because no one wants to play. He calls in to play.
Yeah.
And then we just crush him.
Now we just
like everyone's standing by. But like, why would I participate in this game? I'm going to get yelled at.
That's fair. My only point being, the game seems simple. You call in with the lyric. You give us the lyric.
Yeah, like you can Google classic rock song lyrics.
Sure.
Right. When we say your name,
pick a hit.
Yeah.
We say your name, you don't agree that's your name. We know. Another confirmation of your existence. Say your dumb thing, go away.
But we love you, man.
By the way, we know we're jerks.
Right. We love you, man.
Yeah. You were being nice.
Right.
You were calling in.
Right.
I would like to think
we
lovable.
We asked you to call.
Right. Yeah. At least entertaining jerks, right? Can we be that?
But we're only jerks because they caused us to be.
No.
That should be a song lyric.
We're being fine.
We're only jerks and it causes to be.
Yes.
It's a slogan
simple
for
words
our
of wisdom,
gang.
Let it be.
That should be awesome, Eric.
Chaz and AJ, what's your name?
Hey, it's Mike in the Weed Delivery Van.
Hey, Mike, what's your song lyrics?
Oh, pilot of the storm who leaves no trace, I search inside a dream.
That's one line. You can't give us the next line?
It's real goofy.
We need to hear the rhyme. We need to hear at least one rhyme.
One rhyme?
Yeah.
What, does the next line
Zeppelin
give it away?
Song. It's a Zeppelin song.
Yellow Desert.
Cashmere.
Stream. Yeah, you got it.
AJ.
Wow.
Yeah. Not so stupid, AJ. Now,
Stump. The
now I'm just
chumps.
Miley dumb.
Minorly dumb.
Apparently,
instead of comfortably numb.
Apparently, all of your brain cells weren't burnt out in the 80s.
Right.
I know. That's a part of my brain I can't
access.
Wait. Can't just hear words like that and put it into the music.
Let's correct this. Also part of the 90s.
Yeah.
I was pretty lit.
1-877-764-2535. I mean, I go through life listening to these songs. I don't even know what they're about. It's just been the last, 10 or so years, I'm like, I know what it's about.
The trigger was, pilot of the storm leaves no trace. I'm like, I've heard that before.
Well, isn't that the point of all this?
But I'm just saying that's what
the trigger
it.
Was the point of the game.
But you guys wanted more of the lyric. And I'm like, I know that.
When I got it is when they said the lyrics and I guessed the song.
No one uses pilot of the storm.
That's what it came to me.
Too often,
Yeah, no, you're right. You're right.
It's like I received my mail when the mailman put it in the mailbox. Yeah, that's how it works.
That'd be great, man. Great lyrics right there. That's great lyrics right there.
Frank and Fairfield.
Dumb.
Morning, guys.
Hey.
Morning. Always a pleasure.
That's
love
question?
You. Listen
Thank
to you,
you
every day.
Thank you.
Thank you, Chad. Thank you, JJ.
Thank you.
Get off the phone.
Don't. Hold on. These are our customers, okay? These are our family.
He called me gay, Jay.
No.
He said
JJ.
Oh, okay.
Well, I know what I'm calling you from now on.
In that case, telephone.
Chad and JJ show.
Yeah. Yes, okay. How are you, sir?
Oh, yeah. I can't wait to call
All
you
right.
back.
I'm ready. Are you ready?
Yes,
I'm ready.
We are.
I love
Here's
you, sir.
My lyric. I am like a gasoline you want to pump me.
Wow, right. I want this song.
It's like a Madonna song, but let's see. Wait, say it again?
It sounds like Kiss, but I don't know why.
I'm like a gasoline.
No.
You want to pump me.
What's the accent he's doing?
I don't know.
He's trying to throw us off. To pump me.
Don't ever sing it like that
you
again.
You want to pump me. I know this. I know this.
Really?
What
band do you think it is? Is it a male singer? Female?
Male singer.
Male singer.
It sounds like something Vince Neil would say out loud.
Hmm. Oh, is that Metallica's Fuel? It would make sense in there. I don't know. Though.
No. It's not Metallica's not Fuel.
I have no idea.
This is going to bother me. I'm out. I know it. I just can't play.
Don't scream when he gives you. Okay, thanks. My ears hurt. Go ahead.
It's Poison.
Yeah, I knew it was some dumb hair thing.
What song from Poison?
Yeah, which song?
What is it? On Skinny Bop?
Yeah.
Oh,
because I'm like a gasoline, you want to
yeah,
pump me?
Yeah, Skinny Bop's about doing stuff to yourself.
Mm. Yep.
Yeah, you guys like that one.
Yeah, oh, you Friday. Like that. You like that?
This is the angriest show on the radio right now.
I noticed that, yeah.
Well, I'm cheering this guy on. Way to do
we ask people to play
song.
A game.
Stupid.
They call up, and then we yell at them.
Yeah.
That's usually how it works.
Thank you, Frank. You're in the running.
Good job, man.
You're from Connecticut. That's what happened.
Yeah, take that.
All right, we have Frank's number. Okay, very good.
Yes, we do.
Michelle in Hamden.
Hi. You know, for weeks, I thought that guy who's on was Boss Keith. He sounds just like him.
Yeah.
Is that your lyrics? Is that your lyrics?
I did. No, those aren't the lyrics.
I'll have to put your voices together, like recordings together.
It's just the sadness and irritation. That's what we both
have. It's the anger,
the gruffness.
And the gruff.
Yeah.
But thanks for listening.
And the volume.
Right.
All right, here's my song.
All right.
She holds her head so high, like a statue in the sky. Her arms are wicked and her legs are long. When she moves, my brain screams out the song.
It's the Doors.
Her arms are
wicked and her legs are long. When she moves, my brain.
Legs are long.
Oh, talk to her. What the hell's the name of the song? Hello, I love you.
Oh, I love you too.
I think we just got trolled.
Yeah, I didn't want the tickets, but I wanted to call in.
Just wanted to hear
thank you.
You guys did good.
Thank you.
Pizza stumps.
Okay, one more. Steve in the truck.
Hey, how's it going? All right, here we go. If I look hard enough into the setting sun, my love will laugh at me before the morning comes.
Oh, I know this one. I love this voice. My love will laugh.
I like the act out.
Yeah. He's just the perfect person for a game show because when he doesn't know the answer, he'll still make noise and movements.
Very theatrical. Yeah. And I want to laugh at it, but his process has been more successful than mine.
He just looks out the window for
my love will laugh before.
He's trying to block us out right now.
I know this song.
He hasn't heard us.
You want to play with your trucks to get a tiger?
I love what laughs me before the. My love will laugh before the money. I know it.
Just say you don't know.
Fine. I know it. I know it. I do know it.
You can't say I know it.
My love will laugh before the morning comes. I know that lyric.
Yeah, I've heard words too.
Yeah, I know that lyric.
Okay.
My love will laugh before the morning comes.
No, but you get to say that every single time. And then when he says it, you're going to say, I knew it.
I do know it.
It's Unskinny Bop by Poison.
No, it's not.
That'd be funny. Call it the same.
That's gas in my apartment.
I'd never get it.
That'd be awesome.
My love would laugh at me before. Wait. My love would laugh at me before.
Okay. We're going to give you a minute.
Into the morning. My love would laugh at me before the morning. My love.
Okay.
I can't.
We're out. What's the answer, Steve?
Ain't it black?
Yeah, like you. I knew it.
Rolling Stones.
I know Painted Black Stones. Thank you.
What lyric has F you on?
Fish nipples.
Hey, gang. I got two for you. My Evel Knievel stunt bike. I had one with a ramp.
Do you still have it?
It was the truck. I do not.
Now, it's not a bicycle. It's the Evel Knievel. It's an action figure that's mounted to like a fake tiny motorcycle.
Right.
And did that have
it was
the...
Yeah, and he was...
Right. It was a...
Yeah, and he was removable. He had a removable...
You put it on a ramp.
Yeah.
And then you turn the wheel.
You wound it up.
You're basically winding it up.
You released it, took off, and it had a ramp, and you jumped over things.
Yeah.
There'd be little fake bones that come out of his arm. Yeah. It's great.
There'd be a second character as his son being all sad, trying to be him.
Hold on. Here's the commercial.
Now the Evel Knievel stunt cycle comes with a GT wheelie stand and a front flip bar. With the GT wheelie stand, you can do 3, 4, even 5 wheelies.
Three wheelies! Tiny rain man.
That is AJ as a child.
Three wheelies! Wow!
Maybe not as a child. Maybe like last week.
Yeah, now.
Like 5 minutes from now.
With the front flip bar, you can make Evel do a flying handstand.
First of all, the tiny evil going over the handlebars.
Yeah.
Was very familiar because we watched the real evil do that on television.
Well, it was an action figure, just like the real
thing. Evil Knievel stunt cycle comes with figure, winder, GT wheelie stand, and front flip bar. New from Ideal.
That was a great toy.
Yeah.
I think we all had it. Young boys, anyway.
I also have one of my second go-to toys. I have one. It's the 1976 Star Wars van, 1976 Dodge SSP.
And the SSP.
The SSPs were great.
Cool. Unless try to stop
this
that.
AJ, explain the SSP.
The SSP basically was a plastic like body of a vehicle.
It was a car.
But the thing is, it had a friction wheel in the middle.
A giant.
Right in the middle, and you had a T-stick that had like little grooves on it. You set it inside there. When you ripped the cord out, it got the wheel turning and released the car.
Yeah, and then they figured out we got to make the Smash Up Derby set, right, which was the awesome set.
SSP stood for Supersonic Power.
Didn't he say Star Wars?
Yeah, he had a van.
They didn't have a van.
No,
yeah, it's
not.
The Dodge van.
Of course not.
Star Wars didn't have vans,
Star Wars on it.
Right.
They had hovercrafts and dumb spaceships.
Right. Yeah,
there was no traffic on Tatooine.
You didn't say Obi-Wan's like, yeah, get in the van.
I'm sure he did that.
Smell the rag.
The Darth Vader went, smell the rag.
You like candy, Anakin? I like candy.
I'm going to C-3PO.
What do you have now?
You want to hear me rip it?
No.
What do you
mean?
What are we talking about?
You mean the SSP, right?
You want me to send it out?
Yeah. What do
Here
you have? What? Tell me.
Which the van?
Please, everybody, just hold on. Fish nipples.
No, the sound of the SSP. Do you want to hear it?
I think I already did. But just which one is it?
All
is
right
it the
then.
Van?
It's just 1976 Dodge van with all the characters painted on each side.
Of Star Wars.
White
right.
with black windows.
Okay,
yeah,
all right.
Star Wars.
White with
all
black windows.
And then you're going to rip it, and you're going to let it.
Rip it?
And you're going to let it go across.
It.
Stop saying that.
Here we go. Oh, wiped out.
Good rip. Good rip.
Hey, do it again and smash it into something. Where are you? Are you home?
Into your own head.
Yeah, I'm home.
Okay, you better be, because that means if you're not, that means you're carrying this thing around with you.
Beep, beep.
I keep it in my car, race it across my dashboard.
Okay, hold on. Wait.
Hold it.
Hold it. Wait. Everybody.
He's just so excited to play with it.
Fish nipple, set something up that will make noise and drive the car into it like we did when we were kids. Please.
Like your kitchen glasses.
Yeah, get some pots and pans and some glasses. Right. Maybe the urn that your grandmother's in. Set some stuff up now. Come on.
Why do you hear me rip, right. Grandma?
All right.
Mouse traps, mason jars, something.
It's what she would have wanted.
Metal cups.
Your wife's
I don't know,
feet.
Whatever. Set a couple things. Set a couple
Mrs.
things
Nipples.
Up. Set a couple things up.
Here we go.
Hold on. Put the phone on speaker. Put the phone on speaker.
I did it.
Put the phone near wherever the car is going to crash.
This is so dumb.
You kidding? I just ripped it across the room and I can't find it.
Of course. Of course.
Turn some lights on for
all right. Fish nipples.
This is so dumb.
Yes.
It's not dumb.
This is dumb. Fish nipples ripping cars.
All right. Fish nipples. Hold on. We're gonna go back to you.
Yeah.
Don't
no, we're not.
Oh. He hung up.
Oops. Good.
He's gotta go find his car.
He's gotta find what? He said he lost his toy.
Who knows where the hell it is?
Holy jeez.
Brain.
Hey, I got a Lionel train set with a four controller transformer and my Aurora AFX race set.
Nice.
They're adults.
Those old Lionel trains.
Yeah.
Those engines.
Yeah.
Weighed about 40 pounds.
Right.
You
could
murder someone with it.
The real ones, with the actual metal ones.
Yeah.
Yeah. Because I have the Wabash Cannonball, and it weighs about, I want to say about 25 pounds.
You know too much.
It's called Wabash Cannonball, yeah.
You're the Wabash people.
I got a lot of accessories to go with it, too. Cool. The log rack that
nice.
Loads the cars, everything.
Yes. That's pretty
All right,
cool.
Later, guys.
All right, thank you.
Later, cool guy.
Pat, clearly has no toys. He played with knives and razor blades.
Trains, bro.
Chinese stars.
Broken glass.
Right.
Mark.
Want to hear me rip it?
Hey, good morning.
We both said that.
Hey.
We forget about the Red Ryder BB gun.
Yeah, that wasn't really a toy. Would that be classified as a toy?
It's a weapon.
It's a weapon.
Yeah. It's not a toy.
It was a weapon for kids.
They would say it's not a toy.
Right. It probably actually wasn't meant to be used as.
It would actually say on the box, this is not a toy.
Right. Oh, does it?
Yeah.
It's a gun.
Yeah. It is a gun.
Yeah. Low caliber.
Yep. But it's a gun.
Mm.
Yep. You can shoot your eye out, kid.
Mm-hmm.
Shoot your eye out. That's it. Yeah.
Okay, thank you.
Did you shoot any animals with it?
Animals?
My sister.
Hand-me-down.
It was a hand-me-down.
Yeah, okay.
Alrighty.
Someone else killed someone with it and gave it to him.
No, but kids in the neighborhood would shoot at birds.
Yep.
All of a sudden, you become hunters.
Yep. And usually you hit a window instead.
Or serial killers.
Yep.
Josh and Shelton.
Hey, good morning, everybody.
Hey, morning, good morning.
So I'm closer to Phil's age, but we grew up obsessed and playing with NECA's Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles. Turtles and a Half Shell.
Yeah, I'm
Turtle
there.
Power. Too, like that everything. Everything Ninja Turtles, I had all of it.
I can picture it.
I didn't have that stuff.
You had the little van that shoot plastic pizza shells. Anything where the original stand-up toys, and then they developed the new ones, where you had Leonardo with, like, a balloon on its back. You filled it with water, and it would shoot water, the different accessories, bed sheets. I mean, anything Ninja Turtles we had growing up. But the crazy thing is, and I can't believe I don't have it anymore, the first edition of what created this was their comics by Eastman and Laird, the creators.
Wow.
A perfect copy of their comic was only like 350 copies that were hand-painted and handmade. They're going for $20,000 in a perfect 9.8 to 10 grade.
Nice. Unbelievable.
Beautiful. I hope you have some.
Yep.
He said no.
He said he had one. Did you have one and you don't have it anymore?
Yeah.
Yeah, I have no idea where it went. I had it when I was a teenager and I didn't think it was going to amount. Like, just like,
yeah, you don't think about that stuff.
No.
No, that van then, that shot the pizzas that he's talking about, that, if you still have that, is hundreds to thousands of dollars. It's unbelievable.
Yeah.
But again, I think about like when I was seven, I got so much enjoyment out of play. There's no way I would have just left that in the packaging. There's no way.
Right.
Yeah,
yep.
No. Right. The only way is like your parents is buying two, they're holding one and they're giving you the other, but who does that? I mean, who would think? Start doing that.
Yep. Yeah,
the pizzas had all these little stickers you could put like different toppings on. I would like hand draw on all the stickers. Like mine would be worthless now.
I'm picturing them right now. Yeah.
It's like, oh, this one's gonna have pepperoni.
This one's got duty.
Yes, that's the best pizza.
Pat's about the to duty explode pizza. With
no, no, no. That see the action figures. What I grew up with. I wasn't huge into. I had a couple like wrestling guy people buy me. I wasn't get hardcore into that stuff. But I remember people ruining them. Like, they get an action figure, but they want to make it, like, a different one, so they draw a face on He-Man and make another Skeletor.
Right. Yeah.
And now they wouldn't be able to have any money for it. So I get the value thing in that. It's just, I don't know. I like using more imagination and not less, like, choo-choo, I'm a train. Like, that wasn't me.
I'd love to have some old video of you playing with your trains.
Oh, me?
Yeah.
The trains I wasn't so much into, really. I was more into like the cars and stuff like that.
This was the Jazz and AJ podcast. Thanks for getting through the whole damn thing. Subscribe now and please rate and review us. Unless you have terrible things to say, then please don't. Also, share this podcast with friends. Jazz and AJ in the Morning happens weekdays from 5:30 a.m. to 10 a.m. out of New Haven, Connecticut on the mighty 99.1 PLR.